gentlemen, once again, we ask you to take your seats. We're going to begin our program right now. And as you do find your way to your tables, you'll see your salad is preset. Feel free to start on that course right away if you haven't already. Your dinner will be served after just a brief opening part of our program, which we will begin right now. I'm Steve Lindell. I'm your master of ceremonies this evening for this annual event, which we are so proud to have in our community, and I am so proud to be able to lead from the podium here. I'm the host of the morning show, the Wake Up Crew on WLBC Radio. I'm also the general manager of MuncieJournal.com, a website that deals with items just like we're going to talk about tonight. Positive and incredibly powerful stories that are a part of our community and remain moving forward as we have more positive things happening every day. The Legacy Award is presented annually to an individual, a couple, or extraordinary commitments and extraordinary powerful achievements that benefit our community. The Muncie Delaware County Chamber of Commerce and the community at large benefits from these individuals that have won the award in the past and those that will win it in the future, and have provided leadership in the development of programs, events, and new traditions that promote goodwill and community pride. Tonight, as I'm certain you are aware, the Ball family certainly meets all of those criteria, and then some. Before we learn more about this amazing family and what they've done in our community, let me first welcome to the stage Jay Julian, the president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, as well as Chief Economic Development Officer.
Thank you, Steve. Welcome, everybody. Good evening. This is our 9th annual Chamber Legacy Gala. It's a great room. We're glad that you all could be here with us. This year marks a milestone for your Chamber of Commerce. We are celebrating our 125th year of serving the business community here in Muncie and Delaware County. And during this year of celebration, it certainly seemed fitting to recognize an outstanding family in the Ball family for their lasting legacy here in the Muncie, East Central Indiana area. On behalf of the Chamber of Commerce staff and our board of directors, I'd like to thank you all again for joining us this evening. We certainly hope that you enjoyed this evening's program. We also want to thank our sponsors tonight. Because of them, we can have events like this. This year, we're fortunate to have returning as our presenting sponsor, again for the 9th year, Open Door Health Services. Brian Ayers is here with us this evening. He's the CEO of Open Door Health Services. He's been in that capacity since June of 2016. He and his volunteer board of directors are leading more than 200 employees toward improving our community with compassion and high quality services. In fact, in the past year, they have served more than 30,000 residents of our area, giving them quality care with them and their partner organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Brian Ayers to the podium.
Thank you, Jay. Good evening, everyone. It's an honor to represent Open Door Health Services as a presenting sponsor of the 9th annual Muncie Delaware County Chamber of Commerce Legacy Gala. And as Jay mentioned, it's the 125th anniversary of the Chamber. Open Door is a nonprofit organization. We've been around since 1974. We have 7 sites in Delaware County, more than 200 employees, and we're taking care of roughly 30,000 individuals, regardless of their ability to pay, their insurance status, or their ethnic background. Our services include primary care, behavioral health, dental services, family planning, WIC, insurance assistance, medical interpreters, pretty much if you're in need of health services or related services, we have staff that wants to help you. When I came to Muncie 3 years ago, one of the inescapable impressions was the Ball family had a huge impact on the past and the present of Delaware County and Muncie in particular. What I've learned during my time here is the depth and the breadth of the family and their consistent and persistent desire for helping make Muncie and Delaware County better. Their leadership and impact on this community is unparalleled, and we're all better for it. Open Door Health Services is on a mission to improve the quality of life in the communities we serve. On behalf of our volunteer board, our 200 employees, and our 30,000 patients, as well as the untold number of lives the Ball family has helped, we thank you, the Ball family, for your sustained commitment to enhancing the quality of life in Muncie and beyond. And as you can see by your program, I'm standing between you and dinner, so I'm going to turn this over to Steve Lindell.
Thank you, Brian, and Open Door Health Services for your generous support to this event and all you do in our community. I would be remiss if I didn't call your attention to our other sponsors tonight, each of whom has been very generous with their support as well. Our platinum sponsors, Ball State University and Mutual Bank. Gold-level sponsors include Fisher Guide Services, Indiana Trust Wealth Management, Ontario Systems, First Merchants Bank, Indiana Michigan Power. And our corporate sponsors tonight, IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital, Meridian Health Services, MPT Muncie, a division of Magna, Old National Bank, Westminster Village, Horizon Convention Center, and AMS Entertainment. Please all give them a warm round of applause for their generous support.
Not typical for me to see you in person. You are real. And I can confess this is the first time I've ever been in a tux when I've talked to you. But what a special, obvious occasion to do both as we celebrate the 125th anniversary of the Muncie Delaware County Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations, Jay, to you and your team. Very impressive. My wife and I, Janet, are beyond thrilled to be with you all tonight. It did not take long to accept this invitation. As many of you know, Janet is a Muncie native and received two art degrees while attending Ball State. That deserves a chirp chirp if ever one. But even you know, the family ties notwithstanding, we were looking forward for quite some time to being with you all tonight. Obviously, any governor and any first lady of any state, for that matter, would be envious of an evening like this evening for the reasons that we all gather here tonight and to celebrate the 103rd anniversary, or excuse me, the 125th anniversary. I got that a little confused because I was telling Judd last night I celebrated Bedford, Indiana's Chamber of Commerce, and they celebrated 103 years last night. And I told them I was going to 125 anniversary tonight. So, you know, I guess you could say you can't have enough chicken in 1 week. But what this chamber has obviously achieved and accomplished over that 125-year period is beyond amazing. It's truly astounding when you stop and kind of wrap your brain around all that has happened, and it's a true testament to the continuing role that you all play in the community and in a larger context in the state of Indiana and our progress as the years unfold. I think about that 125 years of business success, of talent recruitment, 125 years of job creation and collaboration and supporting one another and separate but similar endeavors as the community continues to grow. And I align that with this, the other reason we're here. And it was this, you know, group of local prominent businessmen who sought to recruit back in the day, and had this idea to go after in the world of recruiting. That would be a 5-star blue chip recruit if there ever was one, and to have this local group contact via, to put it in historical context, contact the Ball family, Frank Ball, via telegram, and then invite them to Muncie, and then take them on a tour of the community in a horse and carriage. Similar, but different means of showcasing all that was to offer, and started pointing out all the favorable potential locations for this family business to grow and ultimately thrive. And we all know the results of that recruiting trip when the Ball family committed to Muncie, Indiana, and started to bring their families here and build their homes here. And they've just immediately joined this very select, short list, really the pantheon of men and women who have built the state of Indiana from the very outset. And they grew deep roots, and those roots continue to grow still to this very day. And I'm thinking about generations later, and I'm looking at you, Carter, and I'm looking at you, Colton, as these roots go deeper. From that very first move to Muncie, which has got it's kind of a catchy phrase, move to Muncie and fill in the blank, but from their very first move to Muncie, it was really history-making that would be set in perpetual motion for decades to come. And it's because of their example, it's because of their investment that thousands of careers and thus opportunities for Hoosiers to innovate and to educate and to start a business and start a family and to grow, to manufacture and distribute. It's because of that initial investment that this home became something very special, and to always have in mind to be giving back to home. And that truly is what being a Hoosier is all about. And of course, the most well-known, I think, globally, constantly evolving, contribution, act of generosity is, of course, Ball State University itself, in which I was honored to, on the invitation of President Mearns, to have the opportunity to deliver the historic centennial commencement address earlier this year. And to think about what Ball State has become, this leading university in not just the country but the world, and the magnet that it is, and ushering in young minds and developing their talent, immersing them in disciplines that and exploration that maybe they didn't consider when they first walked through the gate. This is an impressive community, and it's because these two entities, this unique combination, this family, and this university and this chamber has developed this bond. And you make it easy to brag about you, not just around the country, but anywhere around the world. And I can tell you, in this position, I'm a history major, and so I have an interest in that anyway, but I do a lot of reflecting and researching on folks who have gone through similar circumstances, and I read how other governors, my predecessors, have approached different issues. And I can tell you, going back to 1894, when you were all first setting sail, good old Governor Claude Matthews, he was from Vermilion County, about as far away from here as you can get and still be in the state if you're going west. He knew this special combination. And to think what you have all given to our state and truly made us who we are, this is a state, as I've read, it is a location, rather, in our state of makers and doers and dreamers, and the city and the county coming together in common cause to realize those dreams is truly impressive. So tonight we celebrate both the past and future frontiers, and we celebrate this powerful and positive influence that this family and this chamber, that combination, has meant for our state and world. And knowing all that's been behind us and all that is to come, I'm sure the best is yet to be. Thank you all very much for what you mean to the state of Indiana.
The city of Muncie began as an agricultural town, like many other Midwestern communities. Out of the milieu of frontier settlement, early 19th century pioneers cut forests and planted crops. Muncie's agrarian future seemed set until 1876. Looking for coal near Eaton, miners uncovered a natural gas deposit, which they mistook as the roof of hell. It was quickly sealed. By 1884, perceptive residents understood the event as the discovery of a massive gas and oil field, known today as the Trenton Field. For the next decade and a half, the landscape of East Central Indiana was transformed rapidly from small farming communities to industrial cities. This energy boom brought the Industrial Revolution to Indiana, where residents exchanged plows for tools, horses for trains, and farmsteads for urban dwellings. The gas, believed to be unlimited, also attracted manufacturers and business titans from all over the United States. The Ball family was among the new arrivals to Muncie. Taking advantage of the newfound energy source, the Ball brothers, Frank and Edmund, expanded their Buffalo, New York glass operations to Muncie in 1888 with the incorporation of the Ball Glass Works of Muncie. From there, the company expanded many times over the next century, adding a wide variety of products. The Ball brothers revolutionized the home canning industry. Their legacy is felt still to this day in Muncie. Two descendants of the Ball Brothers Company still operate facilities in Indiana. The Ball family legacy of benevolence exists all over the city and through the Ball Brothers Foundation, the George and Francis Ball Foundation, and the Ed and Virginia Ball Foundation. This is the story of the five Ball brothers in Muncie: William, Frank, Lucius, Edmund, and George. From a small farm on the edge of Lake Canandaigua to a manufacturing empire in Muncie, the Ball brothers revolutionized the way Americans preserve food while forever changing the path of Muncie, Indiana.
For many of us here tonight, the story is nothing new of what the Ball family has done for so many years. But tonight, we've learned something new about the extraordinary accomplishments of the company and the family, none of which would have been possible without the thousands of men and women here in Muncie who brought products to life, worked in research and development, who contributed to patents and beyond. Please welcome now Jim Fisher, grandson of E.B. Ball and son of John and Janice Fisher. Jim worked for Ball Corporation for the last 30 years. Following his retirement, he and his wife Elizabeth moved here to Muncie, where Jim served as chairman of the IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital Board, as a board member of the Delaware Advancement Corporation, and on the advisory board of Old National Bank. Today, Jim and Elizabeth live in North Carolina, but Jim travels frequently to Muncie in his role as chairman and CEO of Ball Brothers Foundation. Jim is here tonight to share insights into the legacy of the corporation, its innovations and values, and how the people of Muncie shaped its future. Once again, please welcome Jim to the stage.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for that kind introduction, and thank you to Jay Julian and the Chamber folks who've been so thoughtful and imaginative in recognizing the family. We're deeply humbled, and we appreciate being here tonight. Thank you, Judd, for you and your staff for helping make all the arrangements. Thank you, Elizabeth, for trying to straighten my tie and all that business. It's humbling to be here to have you all recognize us. Today there are four generations and well over 200 living members of the Ball family spread across the world. And I'm honored to be here tonight along with several others scattered up here representing the family which still cares deeply for this community. The Ball brothers had an amazing beginning here. Any company whose name is the same as the founding family and remains unchanged for nearly a century and a half, and that even today acts as the glue to help keep a family and a community connected, truly is an amazing story. I'm still impressed as I reflect on the story of the Ball brothers, at their tremendous tenacity and unending pursuit of the next innovation, the next product. It must have been remarkable in the years after the brothers moved here to Muncie to see their business expand exponentially. Over the decades that followed the company's establishment in Muncie, an entrepreneurial, problem-solving spirit would define the direction and progress as it continued to expand its product lines, acquired high-tech equipment, patents, and explored and bought and sold other related and sometimes unrelated businesses. As my dad once said, and for those of you who knew him, we seem to have a propensity to take on an opportunity and then know what to do with it. None of this would have been possible without the support and involvement of Muncie's citizens. And the many paths of this journey certainly varied beyond its iconic glass business. For example, during World War II, the company was thick in the war effort, while many members of the family actively served overseas, and while hundreds of Ball employees went into the armed services. Those who remained behind retooled Ball's production lines, making parts for 30 and 50 caliber gun shells, parts for diesel engines used in landing barges, as well as aircraft components. In the years that followed, the company evolved much of this technology to make zinc battery shells that would be used to power children's toys, flashlights, and portable radios, metal production that would supply a large percentage of the engraver's plates used by major newspapers across the US and around the world, zinc penny blanks for the US Mint, plastic moldings used in automobiles and on buildings, and eventually tremendous innovations in aerospace research and development, and practices that would influence the company's manufacturing. This research and development arm of the company would become involved with NASA and the DoD in various aspects of the United States' early space program and defense, going on to create components that would launch research satellites into space to study the sun and other stars, aid in predicting weather patterns, tracking ocean traffic, and in predicting weather and monitoring pollutions, crop disease, and forest fires. And it would also develop products that made it possible for humans to walk on the moon and repair the Hubble telescope. None of these innovations or products would have been possible without the tremendous dedication, support, and entrepreneurial spirit of the men and women of Muncie, who transformed the dreams of five brothers into reality. There's no doubt that for this company, for this family, and for this community of Muncie, there were good times and bad times during these many decades. There were failures of some of the corporation's businesses, departures, and the passing of giants from the company in this city. Few corporations last as long as Ball Corporation. Most are bought or sold, they're consolidated, or they fail. Their names and often their founding communities disappear or are swallowed up. But Ball Corporation and this city have survived and thrived, even during the worst of times, by innovating, by being open to change, trying new products, new ideas, and most importantly, by being grounded in a solid, business-like, but compassionate Midwestern work ethic that is part of the DNA of Muncie. The company survived by making difficult but necessary choices, such as going from a private, family-owned business to a publicly held one, even abandoning businesses that were overtaken by technology, were unsustainable, such as the zinc, plastic, and sadly, the glass business. It is truly remarkable that what started here in Muncie has expanded in what it is today. When I started working for the company in 1976, its total sales were less than $500 million. From around 8,000 employees, 20 or so facilities, and 4 overseas operations. Today, Ball Corporation's total sales are $11.6 billion, and it is the largest manufacturer of aluminum cans in the world, producing 30 billion of the nearly 100 billion can market, with 17,500 employees located across the world. And while the corporation no longer produces the ubiquitous glass jars that carry the Ball name, each can they make at plants on 4 different continents still prints a tiny logo of Ball as the identification. I would love to see the wonder on the faces of the Ball brothers if they knew that the few hundred dollars loaned to them by their uncle would now be worth nearly $26 billion. Never content to rest on its laurels, the company continues to push new innovations. One favorite is a new Ball-branded recyclable aluminum cup to replace the popular plastic Solo cup that I'm sure the Ball State students are pretty familiar with, with something a little more environmentally friendly. It is working with water companies to provide an aluminum alternative to the plastic bottles and wine companies to package product in more environmentally friendly cans. Today, the corporation's aerospace division remains a major player in the industry, with its participation in long-developing programs like the James Webb Deep Space Telescope, and just this summer, working with NASA, the Air Force, and others to launch a Ball satellite into space that is fueled by green propellants and propulsion systems. Today, those timeless values that were instilled in the original Ball brothers and their sisters by their parents live on: innovation, entrepreneurship, a tireless pursuit of excellence, not just in the corporation, but also in this city. Not just the family, but all of us have much to be proud of. This story was birthed right here in Muncie and continues today. The corporation remains the same, still carrying the Ball name and its philosophy of how to treat shareholders, customers, employees, suppliers, and the communities in which they locate. They do this with respect and compassion. Just recently, I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal that read, "Top CEOs say companies have obligation to society." I had to chuckle because the Ball brothers instilled this very notion into the company's behavior over 150 years ago. Indeed, I'm reminded of remarks that Ed Ball made years ago. "Far from being a faceless, soulless institution, a corporation is a living thing, the result of many events, the product of so many who have played a part in shaping its destiny." In many ways, Ball Corporation has been ahead of its time. And all of this continues today in those communities with Ball facilities, wherever they are around the world. Recently, Ball Corporation's own foundation gave over $1 million to the University of Colorado to help fund a new aerospace engineering building. This is an example of how today's leaders at Ball continue the legacies and philosophies of a company and its birthplace here in Muncie. There's a tradition of making here, of innovation that lives on today. This is a community of hardworking, industrious people who will stop short of nothing to accomplish great things. Our family is in awe of your tenacity. We're heartened by the revitalization that we see in downtown Muncie and by this community's commitment to reinvent the public school system along with Ball State University to prepare students for the future of work, for meaningful careers in which they can address problems and create tremendous products, much like the Ball brothers did. We're delighted by the blossoming arts and culture scene, which inspire creativity. And we're pleased to see the excellent healthcare The Ball family started and continues so successfully today at IU Ball Memorial Hospital. Thank you for that, Dr. Bird. And finally, we're inspired by the community's collective work to make Muncie and Delaware County an even better place to work and to live. Our family is proud to be a part of the Muncie history and even prouder to be a part of the city's great future. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jim, for your reflections and the deep, deep history of what was shared and also what was viewed on the screen behind. An amazing part of Muncie's, Delaware County's, and Indiana's, and indeed the world's history. Now I'd like to bring to the stage a couple of gentlemen who need very little introduction, though I will read from the script because both gentlemen asked me to read it as is. That was an ad lib. We will welcome BSU President Jeff Mearns and IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital's Dr. Jeff Bird. As the Jeffs approach the podium, please turn your attention to the screen.
The Ball Brothers brought this energy and industrial work ethic to the community and turn that into more philanthropic and positive symbiotic relationship with the community in terms of trying to help with the different institutions in this community. And so their legacy lives on, I think, through what the foundation does and several other foundations that carry their names in this community have been able to do.
There are several places where you'll find fingerprints from the Ball family, and we still today are feeling the impact of their gifts and their philanthropy.
Ball Brothers have left an unsurmountable legacy in our community, not just the dollars that they have left behind, not just the wisdom they brought when the Ball Brothers first moved to Muncie, but the lasting legacy that they have left on our community is something that is just absolutely overwhelming.
The legacy, I think, is to try and meet opportunities and challenges on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis to try and make the community a better place to live. And so the Ball Brothers really tried to do those types of things when they were here. And that spirit and work ethic and concerted drive, I think, is what the legacy is, that we continue to try to make this a great community.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a privilege to serve as the president of Ball State University, and it's a pleasure for me and Jennifer to be with you on this special evening. And first, Governor Holcomb, thank you for your service to our entire state, and thank you so much for your support of our university. And First Lady, we're also grateful for your engagement. Welcome home. We're delighted to have you here. So it's an honor to be asked to say a few words and to join all of you in recognizing the legacy of a remarkable family. A family whose vision and generosity have had a transformative impact on our community, on our people, and a family whose vision and generosity founded the outstanding university that bears its name. As the president of that university, I've often spoken about how our founders have inspired our university's commitment to enduring values, a commitment to excellence, a commitment to innovation and courage, to integrity, inclusiveness, social responsibility, and gratitude. We are inspired because the Ball Brothers did not simply articulate those values. The Ball Brothers and their family, to this day, their descendants, they have lived those values. In the late 1800s, the Ball Brothers moved their manufacturing business to Muncie, and shortly after they settled here, they were driven by a moral obligation to support the needs of their new community and their employees, and their neighbors. They committed to act for the benefit of the community and for society at large. In the early 1900s, the members of the family were actively involved with shaping the future of our city, especially Jim's grandfather, Ed Ball, who, along with his brother Frank, co-founded the family's manufacturing business. Ed was the chair of both the Park Board and Muncie's Planning Commission, helping draw up plans for beautification of the city and of the White River. The Ball brothers laid cornerstones and provided matching funds for the construction of the YWCA building, the Masonic Lodge that is now the Cornerstone Center for the Arts, and the original YMCA building. The family also established a wonderful YMCA camp, Camp Crosley, on the shores of Lake Tippecanoe. Ed and his brother Lucius, who was a physician, served on the committee that established the first public hospital here in Muncie. And when it became apparent that a larger hospital was needed to serve the community, Ed promised that if the General Assembly would authorize its construction here in Delaware County, that his family would guarantee that there were adequate funds to build this new hospital. And just as they partnered in co-founding their business, Ed and Frank signed the deed to purchase a small, struggling college that 101 years later is a premier public institution in the state of Indiana and one of the 100 best public universities in the United States. These remarkable contributions are only just a sample of the extraordinary philanthropic endeavors that the Ball brothers made in just the first few decades after they moved here to Muncie. In the years that followed, the members of the extended Ball family have turned their ancestors' beautiful properties overlooking the White River into one of our community's most beloved gathering place, Minnetrista. And the Ball family has provided seed money and challenge grants to form the Community Foundation. The family has supported the establishment of the nationally recognized Cardinal Greenway, which is Indiana's longest network of recreational trails. The family has donated property and buildings that have embedded a vibrant community college, Ivy Tech, right here in downtown Muncie. And through their support of dozens of other projects in Muncie and Delaware County, the Ball family has continued to shape this community and to impact and improve the lives of all of its residents. Today, the Ball family legacy lives on through the contributions of individual family members to organizations across the city, as well as the philanthropic investments of the three separate foundations that carry the Ball family name. The members of the extended Ball family, today and every day, they serve on the boards of these foundations and they travel across the country to visit Muncie and to bestow grants to causes in the community that their grandparents and their great-grandparents loved so well. In total, these three foundations invest approximately $10 million every year in a variety of organizations that make Muncie and Delaware County a better place to work, to live, to study, and to play. So I mentioned earlier that our university's enduring values, these values are represented by beneficence, the iconic statue that symbolizes the generosity of the five Ball brothers and their family. Beneficence is a treasured icon on our campus. It is a treasured icon in our community. She is the visible symbol of an enduring relationship between our university and Muncie and the entire community. Her presence is a reminder. It's a reminder of the gratitude these communities, our communities, have for the extended Ball family, a family that continues on a philanthropic journey, a legacy of civic leadership, which is a blessing to all of us. And so tonight, on behalf of our university community, I want to reaffirm a commitment. We will honor the legacy and the continued contributions of the Ball family by continuing to serve our students and to serve our community. Thank you very much. It has been an honor to pay tribute to the Ball family. And now it is my pleasure to introduce my colleague and my friend, Dr. Jeff Bird.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you all for this opportunity for me. It's indeed an honor for me to be up here before you today. Now, Elizabeth, my wife, Sue, was not able to be with us tonight, so does my tie look okay? Thank you very much. As I think about the Ball family, what remains compelling to me is the remarkable involvement and care for the community that extended and continues to extend beyond the family's giving of money. From the earliest days when the brothers built their homes overlooking the White River, they were leaders in every sense of the word. I think about how during the Great Depression, they were able to be Federal Relief Committee members. The family financially supported the construction of new buildings at Ball State to give workers jobs. They put their family fortune behind the local banks, guaranteeing deposits. And on a humorous note, as the old story goes, how they also quietly put aside their traditional abhorrence of alcohol to produce and sell beer bottles, which were officially referred to as beverage bottles. They did this to expand their product lines and keep workers in the factory during the Great Depression. I think about the spirit in which the family interacted with their employees and with the community. Being on a first-name basis with hundreds of employees was a long-standing company tradition. I think about how the values of community service and engagement were lived out not only in the lives of the brothers, but also of their wives and of their children and of their grandchildren and of their great-grandchildren. And how that tradition continues today with members of the Ball family who are literally scattered across the world and are engaged in philanthropic and volunteer endeavors as diverse as fighting rhino poaching in Africa and serving on school boards. And while the members of the Ball family are scattered far and wide, there remains a pull, a draw, always to Muncie. There remains a legacy and commitment to this community and to its future that is ever present. I'm encouraged by this legacy of beneficence that lives on today by this family's continued belief and investment in this community, and it is a tremendous personal honor for me to serve healthcare in East Central Indiana, in Muncie, in a legacy hospital as incredibly wonderful. We all should be so proud of IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital. So thank you, Ball family. Your presence is appreciated beyond how you could ever imagine by all of us who live here and are surrounded by the beauty of your family's gifts to us. So thank you all very much.
Dr. Bird and President Mearns, thank you for your poignant reflections tonight. We're going to invite one more member of the Ball family to the stage next. Please join me in welcoming Stephanie Duckman, great-granddaughter of Edmund B. Ball, and a member of the Ball Brothers Foundation Board of Directors, who resides in Des Plaines, Illinois. Please welcome her to the stage.
Good evening. Thank you so much for inviting me here tonight. I'm very happy to be here. And on behalf of the Ball family, thank you sincerely for this very meaningful recognition. It is certainly humbling for our family to be recognized in this way. And we often, we hear so much about the five Ball brothers, but I want to remind everyone that there were two sisters. And those... And I know those two sisters had influence on those boys. And also, the Ball brothers had wonderful wives, too, who were a part of Muncie and who did very many great things for Muncie. So I'm very happy to be up here representing the female side of the Ball family. While I did not grow up here, I visited my grandparents, John and Janice Fisher, often and learn the history of the Ball family and the story of Muncie. I am proud to continue to help write the next chapter as part of the fourth generation of Ball family members serving the community. And I'm very thrilled that we have some fifth generation members here tonight too. As I reflect back on what has been shared tonight about the legacy of the Ball brothers, I am struck by the themes of constant improvement, innovation, entrepreneurship, and community betterment that are woven throughout this narrative of the past 100 years. Like Jim, I share an enthusiasm for the future of Muncie and Delaware County. I too see this community as one of makers and of dreamers and of doers. The people of the community are resilient. You are problem solvers and challengers of the status quo. The tradition of innovation and entrepreneurship is embedded deeply here in Muncie. The Ball family remains committed to supporting the path of this community and the reimagining of the future. I am deeply encouraged by the innovative, thoughtful funding proposals that the George and Francis Ball Foundation, Ball Brothers Foundation, and the Edmund F. and Virginia Ball Foundation receive each year. Through the support of these foundations and through other contributions made by the family members, we are honored to play a small role in helping to drive forward the incredible visions of people here in Muncie who are working every day to improve the community. My grandfather, John Fisher, was fond of saying that Ball Corporation was an important investment in people and ideas. The people are those diligent employees. Their ideas are those new approaches to diverse products. I believe that same spirit carries on today through our family's philanthropy. We are honored to carry on this legacy of investment in people and ideas through grant making and continued involvement in this wonderful city that our great grandparents called home. Simply put, thank you. Thank you for inviting our family to Muncie over a century ago. Thank you for helping to turn the dreams of five brothers into a reality. Thank you for the innovating alongside our family as we all work together to make products that change the course of history. Finally, thank you for the privilege of allowing us to walk alongside you as you change the course of the city's future.
After knowing what I've known prior to this evening and tonight learning so much more about the impact of the Ball family in Muncie and Delaware County, I have little doubt that if the timing was slightly different, those Ball brothers and the Ball sisters probably would have had a hand in naming the other educational institution that's within our midst too. I wouldn't be surprised if it was called Ball Tech University, which also is a very impactful part of our community. Let me please welcome to the stage now the man that has the gavel for the Chamber of Commerce and with Ivy Tech University, Andy Bowne.
Thank you, Steve. Well, good evening. I'm Andy Bowne, and I have the privilege of serving as your Chamber of Commerce's Chairman of the Board of Directors. And so it is an honor to be with you this evening as we celebrate the Ball family and the legacy on this great community. Governor Holcomb, it has been such a privilege and honor to have you with us here this evening as we celebrate the legacy of the Ball family. Please know that you are welcome to come meet with our chamber and our community anytime you'd like. Jim, thank you for traveling from North Carolina and to share your words with us this evening. And to Jeff and Jeff, thank you for your remarks. They were spot on and affirm why you are the right people to lead your great organizations. Stephanie, it was a pleasure to meet you this evening and to have you share your perspective with us as well. I hope you agree that we have learned so much this evening about the entrepreneurship of the Ball family and their descendants, many of whom are with us this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, would you help me thank them one more time? We also want to thank Chris Fluke, whose talent you've seen several times this evening in the videos, and we appreciate that he could be here with his bride as we celebrate this evening. Another person who has been extremely helpful is Sarah Allison, who serves as the head of Archives, User Engagement, and Special Collections at the Bracken Library on Ball State's campus. Sarah is also with us this evening, and we greatly appreciate her work in having the documents that you could see this evening on display with us. Also, our amazing friends at Minatrista, Karen Vincent, Director of Collections, Susan Smith, Archivist, and Jessica Jensen, Curator, who put together the displays of artifacts of the generations of the Ball Corporation history. We greatly appreciate your efforts for this evening and what we enjoy at Minatrista throughout the year. And we'd also like to thank this evening our sponsors for your support. We could not hold events like this without the active support of our business and community partners. I'd also like to thank all of you for being with us tonight as yet again we celebrate another milestone in our 125th anniversary. At each of your spots at the table, there is a piece that we have produced, Lasting Legacies, and this provides the history of several of our businesses that are celebrating milestones of 100 years old or more. And we actually have a number of businesses who can boast that longevity milestone. It's that staying power, the staying power of our business community that helps makes our community strong and helps us to adapt as the needs arise over time. I'd like to thank two of our chamber board members, Marcy Minton and Jay Chapman, for their efforts in making this publication possible. As you can tell, there are lots of folks that put a lot of work in to make an event like tonight a huge success. Our valets this evening are young men from Ball State, the chapter of Delta Tau Delta. They will be doing your valet work. I'm reminded to remind you to tip generously, because that's how they're getting paid tonight. And so the funds that they that you give to them tonight will go to fuel their philanthropic efforts on campus and throughout the community. And finally, I'd like to thank Steve Lindell for serving as our MC, as you do so very well as for our chamber staff led by Jay Julian. So many thanks to Aaron and to Brenda and Sarah and Brandy. Your faithful, tireless work is so greatly appreciated. Also to our economic development team, Tracy and Ashley, your work is fantastic and we appreciate you greatly. As we conclude this evening's event, we'd ask that members of the Ball family meet out at by the reception desk, because we'd like to have a family picture taken. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us as we celebrate tonight. To the Ball family for your legacy of tremendous business, tremendous engagement with our community, and making it a place that we're so proud to live, to work, to learn, and to play. For those of you who are going to have fun downtown tonight, our young men from Delta Tau Delta don't want to stay all night, so we'd ask that you pick up your cars before you leave and enjoy additional festivities. With that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful evening.